At the Ag Media Summit, I am visiting with the Livestock Publications Council. Specifically, I have with me Christy Lee, who's currently the president, and the incoming president, Don Morton, and the new president, Don Norton, right?
Yes,
the gavel has been changed. Yeah, almost missed that. But I'm going to start out here with Christy. Christy, since we've just finished your year as president, what are some of the things that are kind of highlights for you looking back on it?
Well, it's been a great year, and it truly is because of the members, because they've all put in so much effort to make some new programs really work this year. One of the most exciting ones that has been implemented was the student internship program, where our members were able to apply to become the host for an LPC intern. And so Kentucky Cattlemen's Association was the association to receive that grant, and they've had a great summer. They've had a really good experience, and it's exciting to know that as an organization, we can provide benefits to not only our members, but also to the students who will be coming in to our industry soon.
Yeah, I think the support for youth is such a valuable part of what all the ag communications programs or organizations are doing. That intern in particular happened to have as a teacher once one of my writers and editors. She came up and informed me, and she talked about her internship. She is just thrilled to have that opportunity. So anything else that you feel like was, or maybe just you want to share about how the organization's doing that was reported at the meeting?
Sure. LPC, we're proud that it our membership continues to grow. We're bringing in new members, as well as we're having a lot of members continuing to renew and become involved each year. We brought in four new members of our board this year from diverse backgrounds that are really going to bring some new experience to the table. And it's exciting to us as well that on many of our committees that we have, the student development on different events, we have new people continuing to sign up and want to become involved. And it's exciting to know that some organizations sometimes struggle to get that involvement. And never once have I asked anyone to help when they've said no. And that's always exciting and so wonderful to have involvement.
Well, I'm just glad that, you know, on the board, like you mentioned, you put Steve Taylor in there, so now he has to come visit us. And that kind of made my day. We've missed Steve a little bit for a while, but it was great to see him here. I'm going to move over to looking ahead with Don, new president for LPC. Don, you know, looking at what has been left for you to take over, how do you feel about it right at this point?
Oh, I'm excited. I've been working with the membership for several years, and I know we have good people who are willing to help and make it another good year.
So what are some of the things that you think are priorities to be worked on now?
Well, our regional workshops have always been something I've thought was a priority and we should do more. We will have one this fall in October in Colorado, and then we're going to have a joint AAEA-LPC in Omaha in the spring.
Yeah, and I think I've been to a couple of those, not so much recently. It's been more schedule conflicts, but those are great professional improvement opportunities, which this conference is very much. So when you look at the membership, it looks like organization's in good shape financially. It's growing, as Christy said. You know, is it just that I've just got to sit here and, you know, put it on cruise control?
Oh, no. No. We're launching a new event this fall. It's called Visions 2014. It will be on 11/11, November 11th, the night before the NAFB convention is held or begins, and it will be there in Kansas City. It will start with a newsmaker event. It will be a panel discussion on animal welfare. We hope to not only have the ag industry media there, but also maybe local Kansas City media to cover it as well. And then it'll move on into a social time and dinner and our awards announcements.
That sounds fantastic. Anything else that either of you might want to add at this point that we didn't touch on? Don't both speak up at once.
No, I think you correctly identified that we are in good financial shape. because of the help we get from the Ag Media Summit, it allows us to do some of these other programs, have more regional workshops, do the scholarship programs for students, do the internship, the continuing ed, or the opportunity for our members to get travel awards so that they can do continuing ed that they might not otherwise afford to.
Well, I've talked to a lot of the exhibitors for the Info Expo, which I know is a big supportive part of the Ag Media Summit. Every time it came up, they really value the relationship building opportunities they get. So, you know, it's a win-win for everybody here. Well, thank you for both visiting with me here. Congrats to both of you. Christy, for being able to have nothing to do now, and Don's got a lot more on his plate. Here from the Ag Media Summit, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.